ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் சஹனாபவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹவீர்யங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதியே கடோபநிஷதி த்வித்தியோத்யாயே பிரதமாவல்யாம் த்வாதஶ த்ரயோதஶ மந்த்ரஹ. திஸ் இஸ் தி 13th மந்த்ரா. அங்குஷ்டமாத்ரஃ புருஷோ ஜ்யோதிரிவாதூமகஃ ஈசானோ பூதபவ்யஸ்ய சயேவாத்ய சௌ ஸ்வஹ ஏதத்வைதத். We saw yesterday itself elaborately. Now we have to see the Bhashya. அங்குஷ்டமாத்ரஹ புருஷோ ஜோதிரிவாதூமகோ. அதூமகம் இது யுக்தம் ஜோதிஹி பரத்வாத். சோ சங்கராச்சாரிய டேக் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் அங்குஷ்டமாத்ரஹ புருஷஹ. அங்குஷ்டமாத்ரஹ புருஷஹ. ஐ ஆல்ரெடி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட். Shankara Bhagavatpada does not explain that word. He just assumes that we have understood already. The Purushaha, the reality, obtaining as the Swarupa of the whole is Ishvara. Ishvara is also Purusha. Jiva is also meant by the term Purusha. The one word Purusha stands for both Jiva and Ishvara. How? So as Ishvara, one who fills everything is Ishvara. And the Jiva, the one who obtains the essential nature of every individual is also Purusha. Pure Ushati Purushaha then Jiva. Sarvam Pureyati Eti Purushaha then Ishvara. So Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one. The one is Brahma. Angushta Matraha. So yesterday we saw already in the class, Angushtaha means thumb, the finger. As the reality is available for recognition as one's own Swarupam, as the truth of I in the Antahkaranam. Antahkaranam is within the In the space within the physical heart, the Golakam. The physical heart is inside the body. And this physical heart, looking like a lotus bud, is the size of a thumb. Therefore, the reality being available for recognition within the space in the physical heart. Here, the Purusha is also to be Angushta Matraha. One who is the size of a thumb. We all know very well, reality Purusha is not the size of a thumb. There's no size, immeasurable. But still the word is, Upanishad uses the term Purusha, Angushta Matraha, only because of the Purusha's availability for recognition in the mind. Purusha is said to be Angushta Matraha. Then jyotihi iva adhumakaha. Jyotihi iva adhumakaha. Adhumakam iti yuktam. So yesterday I told this word. Dhumaha means smoke. Dhumakam means that which has the smoke, which causes the smoke. And the jyotihi, the light, the effulgence, the flame without smoke is adhumakam jyotihi. The jyotihi happens to be a neuter gender word. It should not be adhumakaha, it must be adhumakam jyotihi. In conventional language, we are not correcting the Upanishad statement, Upanishad sentence, but Shankara Bhagavatpada wants us to understand in conventional language, adhumakam jyotihi. Adhumakaha jyotihi is a Vedic usage. Okay. Adhumakam iti yuktam. Yuktam is it's appropriate. Why? Because jyotihi paratvat. Okay, the word jyotihi is a neuter gender word. Now, yastvevam lakshitaha. Yahatu evam lakshitaha. Evam lakshitaha means this absolute reality obtaining as the essential nature of an individual, given with the title of jiva, that jiva, evam lakshitaha, who has been referred to in this manner. The all-pervasive reality, abstract reality, the only reality obtaining as the innermost essence of an individual, the title jiva is referred to in this manner, in this mantra. Yahatu evam lakshitaha. Evam lakshitaha, the one who has been referred to or mentioned as, visualized as Angushta Matraha Lakshitaha Yogi Vihi Kridaye Evam Lakshitaha Yogi Vihi. So this Jivatma who has been referred to as Angushta Matraha, who has been visualized as Angushta Matraha, as said above in this manner, by whom? By the yogis. Yogi means by yogis. Who are yogis? The word yogaha means the discipline. So the person who is given to the discipline, the practice of any discipline, is said to be yogi. Yogaha means discipline. So the person who is given to the discipline of practice of any discipline is said to be yogi. And any discipline is practiced for what? Any discipline is practiced ultimately to discipline the mind. Mental discipline. So any discipline is practiced mainly for disciplining the mind only. Even living a life of karma, karma yoga. When a person performs karma, physical activity with the proper attitude, in conformity with dharma, then even the reaction becomes a discipline. Physical activity also becomes a discipline. If it is practiced with a certain attitude and in conformity with dharma, with the proper goal in life, karma also becomes a discipline. A person who is given to the practice of the discipline of karma is called karma yogi. The person who is given to the discipline of the practice or the discipline of meditation is called Dhyana Yogi. The person who is given to the discipline of the study of the Shastram is said to be Jnana Yogi. So, Yogaha, Pujya Swamiji, you should define this word beautifully. Anything which is practiced to discipline one's mind. Anything practiced to discipline one's mind is called yoga. So it can be, any action can become a yoga, a discipline, if it is practiced for disciplining one's mind. That way, the very education in India, the ultimate purpose of very education itself is what? It's called discipline. The education is called discipline because study of any discipline also is supposed to contribute for disciplining one's mind. The restless, agitated, disturbed, distracted mind should become gradually calm, focused, disturbance-free mind. So kindergarten class onwards, we have the different disciplines. That's why the child is helped to play with some toys for some time. From the standpoint of the child, even that game, that becomes a discipline. It helps a child to see, remain in quietly one place for some time, at least for 10 to 15 minutes. Crayons are given to keep the child occupied. In the very beginning, the child is extremely restless. So anything which is done to discipline one's mind is yoga. So in India, dance is yoga, music is yoga, archery is yoga. Every discipline practiced is yoga. Anything which is practiced for disciplining one's mind is yoga. So anything learned must contribute for disciplining one's mind. Only then it's called yoga. Especially if a person does anything with the purushartha nischaya, the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, having his focus on mental preparation, then whatever he does becomes yoga. So the word yoga means a preparatory discipline. A discipline, the practice of which contributes for disciplining one's mind. Preparation of one's mind. It's called yoga. So, yogi means here a meditator, one who is given to the practice of the discipline of meditation is yogi. And even jnanam, after the attainment of jnanam also is called yoga. Because yoga also means joining, union. You can never unite with Bhagavan because you're never away from Bhagavan. As long as a person remains ignorant, as long as he isolates himself and sees himself to be different from Bhagavan, Bhagavan to be different from oneself, such a ajnani is ayogi. But the person who has discovered the inseparability, distancelessness, oneness, or one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan essentially, that person is also called a yogi. So seeing clearly the distancelessness, seeing clearly the non-difference, seeing clearly one's own self being one with Ishvara is also called yoga. Jnanam also is called yoga. Therefore, a yogi also means a person of wisdom, vision. Yogi means a person who is given to the practice of any given discipline to prepare one's mind. A person who has the clear vision of the essential oneness of the truth is also to be yogi. So, yogi bihi lakshitaha evam. So, by meditators and also by men of wisdom, this is how, in this manner only, evam, in this manner only, the reality obtaining as the innermost essence of individual, known as jiva, is appreciated, visualized, understood. Yogi bihi evam yaha lakshitaha. So the truth of the individual, the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost sense of individual, known as Jiva, who is understood in this manner by meditators or by men of wisdom, is actually Akashaha, the Ishanaha, another than the Lord Himself. The Jiva is not at all Jiva. Jiva is Ishvara only, Ishanaha. The Lord of Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanaha. The Lord of the time, the past and the future. And that Jiva, who is another than Ishana, the Lord, is Nityaha. Saha Nityaha. Nityaha. The very word Nitya is enough to understand. Nitya means eternal. Eternal means timeless. Timeless means beginningless, endless, changeless. And also independent. Beginningless, endless, changeless, absolutely independent. So eternal Nitya. And a Kutastha. That Jiva. The reality enjoying the qualification of Jiva is nothing but abstract reality, pure consciousness, obtaining in the mind and the truth of I is Ishvara only. Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanaha. Therefore, he is, what is that Atma? Kutastaha. Kutavat Tishtati Iti Kutastaha. Absolutely unchangeable, changeless. Kuta means anvil. Anvil means the iron, the strong iron on which all the iron rods are hammered. So the kuta, which allows the changes, which contributes for the changes of other iron rods, remains always changeless. How many times it is hammered, which means the kuta is ever of the nature of changelessness. The kuta remains firm with undergoing changes. So, Shastram gives us some example for us. Kutavat tishtati iti kutastaha. One who remains changelessly like an anvil. So, we don't need to say like an anvil. An after all, ordinary thing. So one who is of the nature of changelessness, not only timelessness, changelessness also. Nityaha, kutastaha, adya. Adya means, today means what? Idanim, now. Pranishu vartamanaha. That absolute all-pervasive reality. Pranishu vartamanaha. Now obtaining in all the living creatures, in all the living beings as the innermost essence, as Jiva, the same innermost reality, obtaining as the innermost essence as Jiva in all the living beings, sahavu shvaha api vartishyate. That Jiva, that absolute reality, abstract reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness. Now, having the title Jiva, obtaining in all the living beings, now, Shwaha, tomorrow also means what? In future also, Vartishyate, it will continue, it will be there forever. Now it is there with the temporary qualification of Jiva. Before also it was there. Now also it is there. In future also it will be there. Vartishyate. Idanim pranishu vartamanaha. Shvaha api vartishyate. Now which has been being there. Now which is being there in all the living beings. That Jiva. Will be there tomorrow also. What does it mean? Beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, reality is always there. Suppose in space, a pot comes, the pot body comes, then the space enclosed by the pot, in fact, pot cannot enclose, the pot which exists in space seems to be a seeming enclosure. And the seeming enclosure pot, because seeming enclosure is called pot, the space obtaining within this pot has temporary name as pot space. Pot space is space only. There's no such a thing called pot space. Because the upadhi, the space is given temporary name as pot space. Similarly, the pure consciousness, all pervasive, indivisible, undivided, partless reality, the whole, obtaining within this temporary upadhi called human upadhi or any upadhi, it gets the temporary name as jiva. Upadhi goes means what? Upadhi goes means the pot breaks, pot space continues to be a pot. There continues to be space. Pot space will continue to be there as space without the qualification pot space. Similarly, without the qualification of being a jiva, this reality will continue to be there tomorrow also. That's why Nityaha puts the good, very two sound beautiful words. We have heard this word Nityaha, Kutastaha, Nityaha, Kutastaha, Sarvagataha. We have been hearing. But you must really see that Atma Nityaha means what? I am Nityaha. The first person singular pronoun I refers to only the abstract formless awareness, consciousness, which is absolutely beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless. Therefore, Nityaha Kotastaha. Adya means today, means what? Idanim now, Pranishu Vartamanaha, now which is there in all the living beings as Jiva, Sahavu, Shopi Vartishyate, it will be there tomorrow also. Be there tomorrow also means what? It will be always there. It has been there, it is there, it will be there. Because Nityaha, Na Anyaha, Tatsamaha. Na anyaha tatsamaha. There is nothing which is equal to that Atma. Na anyate tatsamaha. There's nothing which is equal to that reality having the qualification of jiva. Nothing which is equal to that reality having a temporary qualification of jiva. Na anyaha tatsamaha. Tasya samaha anyaha nasti. Tasya samaha anyaha nasti. Tasya samaha tat samaha. There's none, there's nothing which is equal to that reality implied by the Tamatma, because everything here in this world is time bound. Everything has a beginning, everything has an end, everything undergoes a change, everything comes and goes. Everything is time bound and everything has dependent existence also. Everything is anityam. Everything is what? Subject to change. That is why anyaha tat samaha na nasti. Nothing which is equal to that. Anyascha na janishyate ityartha. Nothing will be born also in future. There's nothing, none which is equal to that abstract formless reality, obtaining as the innermost essence known as jiva, which is non-separate from Ishvara. Not only there's nothing equal to that now, in future also, the nothing will be born which will be equal to that Atma. Atma will ever be incomparable. There was not before also, there was nothing which comparable to Atma, nothing which nothing equal to Atma. In at present, all nothing which is equal to Atma. In future also, there will be nothing which will be equal to Atma. Why? Because Atma is the abstract, formless, all pervasive reality, the beginningless, endless, changeless reality, independent reality is the only reality. And everything else which came before, which is now, which is going to be there in future, also will be having a dependent existence. It will come and go in time. Therefore, in future also, anyascha na janishyate. Nothing will be born. None will be born hereafter also, which will be equal to that Atma. There's nothing which is equal to that Atma. Ityartha. Anena na ayamasti iti cha yekaha. Now, Adishinga Bhagavatpada wants to just briefly mention how Upanishad is so clear. Upanishad authoritatively, assertively, Upanishad reveals this fact about the Atma. Fact about the truth of the universe, the truth of the universe abstaining as the truth of individual, as content of I. This is the fact about the Atma. This is the fact about the reality. It is non-refutable. So clear. But still, people, Avaidikas, who do not accept Veda as the Pramana, and who also make their own efforts to discover the truth, and they come with their own conclusions, wrong conclusions. So he wants to mention briefly Shankaracharya, Shankara Bhagavatpada. So, ayam na asti iti cha yekaha, ayam na asti iti cha yekaha pakshaha. Ayam na asti iti cha yekaha pakshaha. Yekaha pakshaha means what? One party. One party means what? One party means people of a given group. People of a group of people with a given view, with a given contention. A group of people with a given contention, given view. And that group, a group of people with a given view, hold this view. What is the view? I am nasti. I am nasti. I am nasti means what? Marana anantaram I am na bhavishyati. I am means what? Not English I am, okay? I am means this. This, whenever this comes, the third person singular pronoun, the this comes, you must be very careful what it exactly means. I am means this. I am purushaha. This nearest self, the nearest self, the truth of I, implied, the meant by the word jivatma, this jivatma. So I am indicates jivatma. I am na asti, marana anantaram I am nasti, iti cha tas. Ekaha pakshaha. So a group of people are with the view, a group of people having this view, contention, that this Jiva Atma, who is Jiva Atma? The only Atma obtaining as the innermost self of an individual, is Jivatma, the Jivatma. Na asnasti. Nasti means does not exist after the death. does not exist after the death. So there's something called a death happens. The physical body falls apart, becomes disintegrated. The jiva leaves the physical body. So people know, nobody can deny the death. But our shastram is very clear. What is death? Death is made very, very clear. The departure of sukshma shariram from the sthula shariram is said to be death. What is death? Departure of sukshma from the sthulam is death. And when the sukshma departs from the, leaves the physical body, the body cannot have consciousness, sentiency. The manifestation of consciousness is not there. Therefore, body is like any log of wood. So, in a dead body, there is consciousness. But manifestation of consciousness is not there in dead body. The consciousness is not manifest means what? There is no life. The source of life, the pure consciousness is timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless, all pervasive. Therefore, the dead body, of course, has consciousness. There is consciousness in dead body. But there is no manifestation of that consciousness. If there is no manifestation means no life. What is life now? The manifestation of consciousness is life. There is no manifestation means there is no life. Because the sukshma is not there. Sukshma is subtle body. Sukshma, subtle body. As subtle body, mainly we have to understand antahkaranam. The departure of antahkaranam from the physical body is dead. It's said to be death. When the antahkaranam leaves means all the subtle aspects which are dependent on the antahkaranam for their function also live along with the mind. Therefore, dasha indriyani, pancha pranaha, all of them together live along with the antahkaranam. When the antahkaranam goes, what goes? Consciousness does not go. Atma does not go. Why Atma does not go? The absolute reality, ultimate truth, is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, Atma, the consciousness, does not go, cannot go. What goes then? The manifesting medium goes, the manifestation goes. Therefore, there is no more life. Just what is death? So consciousness doesn't go. Which means the consciousness which is always there, which was before it was available for recognition because of its manifestation. Manifestation was possible because there was manifesting medium, subtle body, mind was there. When the mind leaves the physical body, sukshma leaves, manifesting medium being not there, manifestation is not there, therefore, the consciousness is not available for recognition anymore. Therefore, what do we mistake? I am nasty. I am nasty, what now? There is no consciousness. There is no Atma. Atma is not there after the death. So, Jivatma does not survive death. Jivatma is not there after the death. Jivatma does not go anywhere. is very much there. Jivatma is there without the qualification of the jiva. Jiva is there, jivatma is there as atma. So, a group of people hold on to this view that when the death happens, jivatma also dies. Jivatma does not exist. The jivatma is not available for recognition. Atma is not available for recognition after the death. So, just because it's not available for recognition, we should not mistake the non-availability for non-existence. We should not mistake the non-availability for recognition. Non-recognizability of the Atma should not be mistaken for non-existence. Even in sleep, when you're fast asleep, you are as good as non-existent. Because you're not available for interaction. Somebody who's fast asleep, who's not responding when somebody calls for some time, the person who is not available for interaction should not be mistaken for non-existent. That's what they do. What do you say? I am nasti iti cha. I am nasti iti cha. Ekaha. Iti ayam pakshaha. Nyayataha apraptaha api. Ayam pakshaha. Iti ekaha iti ayam pakshaha. Nyayataha apraptaha api. Svavachanena shrutya pratyuktaha tatha kshanabhanga vadascha. And the people, the group of people who are of this view, who are this contention, are said to be actually charvakaha. It's not mentioned yet, it's understood. So logically, nyayataha means what? Nyaya means logic. Nyayataha logically. Logically it is apraptaha. Apraptaha means what? It is not acceptable. Logically, it is not, their view is not acceptable. Their view is refuted. Their view becomes refuted. The view becomes non-acceptable. The view becomes refuted. Apraptaha. Nyayataha apraptaha. The view becomes non-accepted. The view, logically non-accepted view. I mean, refutable view. Still, so vachanena, by its own words, sutya pratyuktaha. By Upanishad, sutya means by Upanishad also, with its own words, pratyuktaha means this, the view has been refuted. Logically unaccepted. View, logically it's unaccepted. So there's may not be any effort to again refute it. But still, so vachanena shrutya pratyuktaha. This view has been refuted by its own words, Shruti, Upanishad. Pratyuktaha means what? Uktaha means said. Pratiuktaha means said against. Pratiuktaha said against. Said against means what? refuted. So logically unaccepted view has been again refuted by the words of the Upanishad. Swavachanena shutya pratyuktaha kaha ayam pakshaha. The people of this view, a group of people of this view, that the jiva atma does not exist after the fall of the body, is refuted, logically refuted, unaccepted, is refuted by the words of the Shruti. So, vachanena shrutya pratyuktaha tatha kshanabhangavadascha. So, this charvaka matam, the people of the school of charvaka, the charvaka school of thought, charvaka school of thought, they only hold this very view, strong view. There is no atma, there is no jiva, there is no, nothing exists after that. There is no punarjanma. They don't believe in all these things. That's why they say you live, as long as you live, do anything wrong, any atrocity, live your life happily. No, even enjoy your life going against dharma also. This is all they teach. So there's no punarjanma according to them. Because Atma does not survive for them. They have their own wrong views. So this logically unaccepted. Because we all know, when we analyze our own experiences, why all the lives of human beings, all the lives of all the human beings of all places are not the same. Some people are suffering, some people are happy, some people are unhappy, some people have a physical ailment, have a mental problems, some people have financial problems. So many problems. Individual problems, social problems, communal problems, national problems, border problems. So people go through psychologically, physically, a lot of problems. And all the people, so all lives, all the people are not the same. How can we account for it? So we say that's why we say this difference in lives, the sufferings, difficulties, is because of the karma, because of one's own part of the karma. Therefore, part of the karma means one lived before, one comes back again, assuming a new body, again continues to survive, continues to live. It means jivatma survives death. The jivatma is essentially atma only. But they do not understand, as I said already, non-recognizability should not be mistaken for non-existence. And that's what the charvakas do. So they say, no, there is no atma. No, you think of atma. If a body dies, means finished, individual is gone, nothing else remains there afterwards. They have no meaning for shraddha, etc. So, it's logically unaccepted. Apraptaha. But still, so there's no, one need not make any effort to refute it. But still, swavachanena shrutya pratyuktaha ayam pakshaha. This group of people has been refuted by the Upanishad, words of the Upanishad. Now, having said that, not only charvaka matam, not only the contention of charvakas, also kshanabhangavadaha. Kshanabhangavadaha. Kshanabhangavadaha is also another school of Buddhism. Another school of Buddhism. One of the four schools of Buddhism. All schools of thought, the four different schools of Buddhas are easily refuted. இந்த க்ஷணிக விஜானவாதகா, க்ஷணிக விஜானவாதகா ஆர் க்ஷணபங்கவாதகா, திஸ் மந்த்ரா ரெஃப்யூட்ஸ் தயர் வியூ ஆல்சோ. க்ஷணிக விஜானவாத ஆல்சோ விச் இஸ் கால் க்ஷணபங்கவாதகா. க்ஷணபங்கவாதகா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஃபார் திஸ் க்ஷணிக விஜானவாத இஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் சம்திங் விச் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் கோஸ். க்ஷணம் க்ஷணம் பிரதி க்ஷணம் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் கோஸ். க்ஷணம் திஷ்டதி க்ஷணம் பங்கம் பவதி. இட் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் கோஸ், கம்ஸ் அண்ட் கோஸ். சோ விஜ்ஞானம் மீன்ஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், க்ஷணிக்கம் மீன்ஸ் மொமெண்டரி. க்ஷணிக விஜானவாதி மீன்ஸ் அ குரூப் வாதிஸ் தி பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் கிவன் டு திஸ் வியூ தட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் தட் இஸ் ஃபிளீட்டிங் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். கான்சியஸ்னஸ் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் கோஸ் எவ்ரி மொமெண்ட். Momentary consciousness or fleeting consciousness, which means they mistake the manifestation of consciousness as the origination of consciousness. Consciousness does not begin, does not end, doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end. The abstract formless reality is of the nature of knowing, nature of consciousness, awareness. That reality has no beginning and end. Manifestation has a beginning, manifestation ends. They mistake the manifest consciousness as the fleeting consciousness. And for them, matter is the beginningless one. And consciousness comes and goes. Therefore, the Kshanika Vijnanavadinaha, according to how can consciousness come and go? They mistake the manifest consciousness for... They think consciousness comes and goes. And for them, the matter is the... Matter is there beginninglessly and consciousness comes and goes. They mistake the manifest consciousness for the Atma, and they think it comes and goes. So both Vadas, not only the Charvakas, also Kshanika Vijnanavadinaha, who are the very strong view that the fleeting consciousness is the Atma for them. Their view also becomes refuted by the same mantra. So what is the fact here? Let us understand. Jivaha is only temporary qualification attributed to the all-pervasive, only secondless, abstract reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Therefore, this reality is nityaha. Leave the qualification. Reality is nityaha. Reality is atma. And is timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless, independent. And kutastaha, absolutely changeless. Doesn't come and go. Upadhis come and go. The physical upadhi comes, physical upadhi goes. It falls apart. Even that doesn't, only form collapses. And when the form, when does the physical upadhi fall? When the sukshma leaves. When the sukshma leaves, what happens? The consciousness remains as consciousness without its manifestation. There is no manifestation. It is not available for recognition. It is not available for recognition. It is mistaken to be non-existent. And the sukshma is not interactable. When the sukshma is non-functional, again also not interactable. So along with the manifesting medium, the manifestation all will be there. But the source of manifestation is always there, which is absolutely indestructible. Therefore, nityaha kotastaha. So what should you understand now? Actually, I am nityaha kotastaha atma. Temporarily, I have this name, what? Jivaha. Because of the upadhi. So, charvaka matam, kshanika vijnana vadina matam, the contention of kshanika vijnana vadis or kshanabangha vadis and charvaka matam, both views are refuted very clearly by the Upanishad, words of the Upanishad. The Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to remind us here. Upanishad's main aim is to show the non-difference. Abheda Darshanam. Abheda Darshanam. The vision of the oneness, which we do not have. That's why we Upanishads, we have respect for Upanishad, but we revere Upanishad because Upanishad helps us understand what we cannot understand at all through any other means. And understanding what Upanishad shows, we will discover the greatest relief. Therefore, it's worth making all efforts to understand what Upanishad reveals. So, Shankaracharya says, Punaha api Veda darshana apavadam Brahmanaha aha. Veda darshana apavadam Brahmanaha aha. Seeing the division is Veda darshana. Apavadaha means negation. So Upanishad again presents the negation of this seeing difference. The negation of the difference. The negation of the division. This mantra presents the negation of the division and difference, which means the differences are there, divisions are there, but they are not really there. The divisions and the differences are seemingly there. There are only apparent seeming differences and divisions. But the apparent differences, seeming divisions, are mistaken to be absolutely real differences. Because of the ignorance of the truth. So as long as we remain ignorant of the truth, as long as we remain ignorant of our own Sarupam, we can never negate. It's difficult. We cannot negate the difference, the erroneous perception of difference and divisions. So long will there be will be in samsara. But it says here, यथोदकं दुर्गे पृष्ठं पर्वतेषु विधावति यथोदकं दुर्गे वृष्टं पर्वतेषु विधावति एवं धर्मान् पृथक् पश्यं स्थाने वानो विधावति यथोदकं दुर्गे वृष्टं पर्वतेषु विधावति एवं धर्मान् पृथक् पश्यन् स्थानेवानु विधावति यथा उदकम् मीन्स् वाटर् जस्ट् एस् दि वाटर् यथा उदकम् विच् वाटर् वृष्टम् पर्वतेषु वृष्टम् दि वाटर् पोर्ड् आन् दि मौण्टेन्स् रेन्ड् आन् दि मौण्टेन्स् वृष्टम् पर्वतः मीन्स् मौण्टेन् The word Durgaha also means, Durgaha means port. A port is called Durgaha. A huge case called, the word Durga has so many meanings. Devi is called Durga. The word Durgam also means mountains. So, Yatha, Vrishtam Udakam, just as the water poured, rained, on what? On a mountain. Or on the mountains, also you can say. Durge Parvateshu. But you have to, Shankaracharya helps us understand which word should we take. Durgam also means mountain. Parvateshu also means, Parvata also means mountain. So, one word should be taken. One word should be taken as mountain. Yathat Vrishtam Udakam, just as the water poured or rained on a mountain, Durge, Vidhavati. And the water is, the rain water falls on the mountain, what happens? Naturally, there's a peak and the water will be flowing downwards. That's the swarup, that is the nature of the water. Water always has the nature of flowing downwards. And mountain has what? Definitely slopes are there. Parvateshu vidhavati. Runs. Dhavati runs. Vidhavati means what? Somehow, wherever there's something, it just jumps over and it flows downwards. On the slopes. Yatha Vrishtam Durge Vrishtam Udakam Parvateshu Vidhavati Tatha. In the same way. Very natural thing this is, isn't it? Water, if water rains on a mountain, naturally it will run downwards, it will flow downwards through the slopes. In this manner, tatha, dharman prithak pashyan. Dharman prithak pashyan. Taneva anuvidhavati. Taneva anuvidhavati. Make a note. The word dharmaha in this context means Jivatma, Jivaha. Dharman Prithak Pashyan Purushaha. The person whoever sees the Jivas Prithak separately, differently. Prithak means separate, different. this jiva is different from this jiva is different from this jiva. That's how we can see, because we see the physical form. We take what? They're all different. We say, Dharman Prithak Pashyan, the person who sees these jivas also differently. Anuvidhavati. Dhavati, vi, anu. Two prefixes are anuvidhavati. Vidhavati means goes, runs. Anuvidhavati, he runs after them only. What does it mean? That becomes his very nature. If you see the jivas are see without knowing the surupa of the jiva, mistake the jiva to be different from other jiva. So very natural for you to run after those jivas. Something very profound Upanishad wants to say here. And who says this? Ajnani will not see this difference. Ajnani definitely cannot see the difference. Who is Ajnani? The Jnani is the one who has the clear vision of the absolute reality. Apart from the reality, everything else is mithya for him. One who sees everything from the standpoint of the truth cannot see the difference. If you see the ocean from the standpoint of the water, you can just say all that is there is only water. And the waves, small, big, roaring, noisy, quiet, silent, all the waves, the entire ocean is just an appearance of the only truth called water. Appearance is just mithya. Water is satyam with reference to ocean. To say there is no ocean, there are no waves, there's no wave-wave difference, there's no wave-ocean difference, there's no small, big difference. You can say when only from the standpoint of the water. Without seeing the water, if you see only the waves, you will see countless number of differences. Wave-wave difference, small wave, big wave difference, noisy wave, roaring wave difference, silent wave difference, wave-ocean difference. Again, you can see all differences you will see. If you see from the standpoint of the water, then you, in spite of experience, seeing the differences, wave-ocean difference, wave-wave difference, still you will say there is no difference. Why? Water is the satyam, the truth. Water alone is. There are only appearances. So, absolutely there is no difference. You can say that similarly. A jnani is the one who sees the truth, the abstract formless reality, the only truth of the entirety of the cosmos, including time and space, who has discovered the truth as one's own sarupam, one who sees everything, the entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, and complex, with time and space, one who sees everything from the standpoint of that pure, beginningless, endless, changeless, independent reality, consciousness, Atma, Brahma, absolutely there is no difference. There are no divisions. There are no differences. Hachapur is called Abheda Darshi. Abheda Darshi is a jnani. Beda Darshi is an ajnani. One who does not know the truth, he cannot help seeing the differences. One who sees the truth, in spite of seeing the differences, he can very well say there are no differences. It's all in the perspective. From which standpoint you see? The jnani sees everything from the standpoint of the absolute reality, in whose vision there are no divisions, there is no difference. Because what is only the truth. The divisions and differences are seemingly there, mithya, only appearances of the only truth. So, in Jnani's vision, there is no difference. In Ajnani's perspective, there are differences. So here, he said, Jnani, who sees the truth, does not see the difference. In his vision, what is this? Only Brahma. Such a person resolves his own identity in the very truth. Therefore, essence becomes resolved. Jagat becomes resolved. His Aikya Samana Adhikaranyam is there. Badhayam Samana Adhikaranyam also is there. From there is no Jagat. There is no Jiva. There is no Ishvara. There is no division. There are no differences. Even karma, paradha karma, hanchita karma, agami karma, kartrutvam, bhaktrutvam, all this, everything is mithya for a jnani. Everything is, can't say it's not there. Everything seems to be there is a mithya. What is absolutely there is only Brahma. Such a person is free from samsara. Is free because for him, identity is shifted from anatma to atma means no more samsara. Because consciousness has no samsara. When a person looks at one's own surup as one's own self as consciousness as atma, free from no samsara. Doesn't attain samsara. He claims samsara being his own surup. Takes ownership of samsara, freedom as freedom. One's own surup. But it's Ajnani, who does not know the self, does not know the truth, who sees everything from the standpoint of Namarupas, body, mind, and complex. He sees only the differences. Such a person continues to be in samsara. See, waterfall rained on the top of a mountain, will float downwards. As many small streams similarly here this Ajnani who sees the differences of jivas he'll be running after them means what he will continue to be in samsara. Running after them means he will continue to be in samsara. Taneva anuvidhavati means he'll continue to be in samsara. That is the meaning. That's the bhashyam now. Yatha udakam, just as the water, durge. Durge means what? Durgame. Very nice. Shankara Bhagavad Pada explains the word Durga. Durge means Durgame. Durgamaha means what? Durgamaha means a place which is difficult to go. Durgamaha. Not easy to go. Durgamaha means what? Gantum dukham. The Durgamaha. It's very difficult to go there. It was called Durgaha. How many of you would like to go to the mountain? People go for trekking. They had to make a lot of preparations. Either suppose if the mountains have tigers and lions, do you think people will go for trekking? No. That's why it's Durgamaha. Durgama means the mountain is called Durgaha because it is Durgamaha. It is Durgamaha means what? That which is difficult to reach, go. Therefore, it is called Durgaha. So, Durgame means Desha Uchrite. So, Durgamaha means what? Desha Uchrite. Uchritaha Deshaha. Mountain is, why mountain, why it's difficult to reach the mountain, go to mountain? Why it's difficult to go to mountain? Because Uchritaha Deshaha. Uchritaha Deshaha. Shrita Ut Shrita. Shrita is the Shri Shayaha. But Uchrita. Uchritaha Deshaha. An area which is on the top. Uchritaha Deshaha. The area which is on the top is what? Uchrita Deshaha. Therefore, it is not easy to reach. It's very difficult to attain. Very difficult to go there. Therefore, Durge is equal to Durgame. Durgame is equal to Uchrite Deshe. Uchrite Deshe, a place which is on the top, which is not easily reachable, which can be reached only with difficulty. Uchrite Deshe Durgame Durge. Vrishtam. Vrishtam means what? Siktam. Siktam means sprinkled. Siktam literally means sprinkled. But Vrishtam means rained. Okay. Parvateshu. Parvateshu. Shankara Bhagavatpada writes. So Durge means on the top of the mountain, a place which cannot be reached easily. The water rained on the top of the mountain, which can be reached easily. That place, Durge. Parvateshu, Parvatavatsu. Parvatavatsu means what? Nimna Pradeshesu. Nimna Pradeshesu. Parvatavan Pradeshaha means what? Area which is slopy. See, mountain is called Parvata because it has slopy area. So, Parvatavatsu means Nimna Pradeshesu. Nimna Pradeshesu. So, the mountains which has the slopy areas, the slopes, and of course, which is also the lower regions, Parvatavatsu, Nimna Pradeshesu, Vidhavati. So just as water which rained on the top of the mountain, the top area where we cannot reach easily, that water flows downwards on the slopes of the mountain. Similarly, Vikirnam, okay, Vidhavati means what? Vikirnam. Sad vikirnam sad vinashyati. That what happens to that water? Vikirnam sat vinashyati. Vidhavati means just runs downwards. But Shankaracharya writes, vikirnam sat vinashyati. That water comes slowly, disappears. Vinashyati means perishes. Perishes means what? It's not that the water just disappears. What happens to the water? Why it disappears? It perishes. Panashati means what? Vikirnam sadhu. Vikirnam means as it flows downwards in small, small streams, slowly, it becomes dissipated. The water, so much of water poured on the top of the mountain, flowing downwards, becoming dissipated, it disappears. So, vikirnam sattu vinashyati. Afterward, you can't see the water, you can't trace the water. It just goes, it must have got evaporated, it might have gone to the earth. The water doesn't stay there anymore as water. Evam, dharman, atmanaha bhinnan. Dharman, atmanaha bhinnan pashyat, prithak pashyan. In the same way, the person who sees the dharman means what? Other jivas to be different from one's own self. Atmanaha binnan dharman prithak pashyan prithageva prati shariram pashyan. The person who sees other jivas to be different from oneself in every body. Oh, this is one jiva. He is one jiva, she is one jiva, other one jiva. He sees all other jivas to be different from oneself. Atmanaha binnan pashyat. Atmanaha binnan prithak pashyan. The one who sees other jivas to be different from oneself. How? Prati shariram prithageva pashyan. Seeing every body to be different, thereby seeing every jiva to be different. Taneva sharira veda anuvartinaha anuvidhavati. Taneva anuvidhavati. He follows them only. Whom sharira veda anuvartinaha. Sharira Veda Anuvartinaha Pashyati. It means what it conveys is we confused to be in samsara. Sharira Veda Meva Prithak. Sharira Veda Anuvartinaha Anuvidhavati. Sharira Veda Anuvartinaha means those who continue to remain in the bodies. Those who accept the differences. Means this person also continue to remain in samsara. Something nice, very important thing, which I'll explain in the next class. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.